Well, today we have just this beautiful celebration of the Assumption of Our Lady, and the Holy Spirit told me 10 minutes before Mass, oh, good idea to do Mass on this beautiful altar of Our Lady, since it is her day that we celebrate in a special way today. And the servers and I were going outside, as soon as I stepped out the door, I felt a drop of rain, and I knew it was Miss Mary giving me a kiss for this decision to have Mass on this altar. And I thought, you know, today is also the feast day of St. Tarsicius. And St. Tarsicius is the patron saint of servers, of monaguillos. And so a happy gift to you all today to have a surprise, a Mass on an altar that you've never had Mass on before. But, you know, in the olden days, of course, Mass would have been celebrated on Mary's altar frequently. And so it's a joy to do it today. I still do Mass on this altar often on my day off. And so it's nice to have it on a solemnity. In any event, today we celebrate the Assumption of Mary. We celebrate that Our Lady was assumed body and soul into heaven. And if you think about it, it is difficult to love someone when you can't be with them person to person, like with them physically, you know? COVID taught us that it's kind of hard to love somebody if you can never be around them or hug them or kiss them or give them a high five or a pat on the shoulder. It's very difficult. And we know that here, it would be very odd for a husband and wife to never see each other and never hug each other and never be in the same room. It would be very odd for a mother to have a child and never kiss the child, never be with the child, and so forth. Well, Jesus, Mary says here in our gospel today in her Magnificat, she says, "The Almighty has done great things for me." And one of those great things that the Almighty did for Mary was to assume her into heaven, body and soul. That's why there are no relics of Mary. There's no, I mean, maybe we might have a hair or two somewhere, but there is no bones, there's no fingers, there's no, you know, we have all these different relics of saints, none for her. There is no burial place of Mary. As a matter of fact, in the Holy Land, there is a Benedictine abbey, a monastery, built on top of the place where Mary was assumed into heaven. And so this monastery is built, it's called Dormition Abbey, the Dormition of Mary, where she fell asleep and went to heaven body and soul. But she didn't die. Mary never died. Never died. She was, because of her Immaculate Conception, she was preserved from the contagion of sin and its effects, which is one of which is death. And so she was assumed body and soul into heaven. And that's one of the amazing things that Our Lady is remembering in her Magnificat in our gospel today. Jesus didn't want to wait to be with his mother in the flesh. And so he brought her home. He brought her home, body and soul. The rest of the people in heaven are there in soul only right now. And we know the teaching of the scripture, the teaching of the church for 2,000 years, is that when we die, we treat the body reverently. Reverently, we bury the body. We have a funeral mass for the body. The body is anointed at baptism and again at the last rites. The body is treated with the most incredible respect and buried in a Catholic blessed cemetery spot. Because, why? Because when Jesus comes back, he is going to raise up all of the just ones from their anointed graves, and he is going to reunite us with our souls so that God can be with us in the flesh forever. but we got to wait till the second coming for that. But Jesus, you see, didn't want to wait for the second coming to be with his mom, to have his mother, Mary, embrace him eternally, and for him to embrace her eternally. He didn't want to wait, and so he brought her home. And this is the most beautiful thing, is that when we die, should we be worthy of heaven? Should we have lived a faithful life, and we're the ones that are here on a holy day of obligation, we're probably going to be it. And we are going to be up there, and she is going to welcome us. She is going to welcome us body and soul. She will give us a hug. It's the most amazing teaching. It's the most amazing comforting thought, and the most wonderful gift that God could give us with Our Lady. Hoy celebramos la Asunción, que María está cuerpo y alma en el cielo. Nosotros en el cielo solo almas. Y un día Dios va a elevar los cuerpos a reunirse con sus almas. Pero ahorita, ahora, solo es Jesús y María, cuerpo y alma en el cielo, y los otros son almas. Pero porque Jesús no quería esperar estar juntos con su mamá. And you know the other beautiful thing? Is that Jesus, sometimes because he wants us to know the joy of being with his mother, body and soul, he will send Mary here in apparitions. Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe, por ejemplo. Nuestra Señora de Fátima. Nuestra Señora de Lourdes. De Nac. Medjugorje. I miss muchos apariciones because God wants us to know what it is like to be perfectly body and soul with Our Lady. So he sends her down here on these apparitions. And he visits people. Yesterday we had the feast day of St. Maximilian Kolbe. He was 13 years old when he became a Franciscan. But when he was even younger than that, Mary appeared to him, body and soul. And it was as real as you are in front of me and I am in front of you. Mary appeared to Maximilian Kolbe. And he knew at that moment, I've got to give my life to the Lord and to Mary. And he started the Militia Immaculata and all these wonderful... But because why do apparitions happen? Because God wants us to experience, even here on earth, give us a taste of heaven. And that's why Elizabeth says, how did it happen to me that Our Lady would come to me? And all of the people that have experienced apparitions in life. And I tell you what, we have people in this parish who have experienced apparitions, who have been visited by Our Lady, body and soul. And it's like, how is this happening to me? But it's because our blessed Lord wants us to know what it is like. What it is like to have Mary with us, body and soul. And I tell you what, when we know that, even if we don't experience it personally, we know others who have. Juan Diego, for example, St. Bernadette, the three Fatima children, all these people. We know that it is worth it to live a good life on earth, to live a faithful life on earth, no matter the cost. ¿Por qué? So that we can be with Jesus and Mary forever in heaven. Because there ain't nothing better. Nothing better. Only you, Jesus and Mary. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.